This audiobook sample is brought to you by First30Days.com. Find help, support, and inspiration for any of life's changes at www.First30Days.com. Chapter 3, The Change Muscle, You're Stronger Than You Think.
Principle 3, people who successfully navigate change know that they are resilient, strong, and capable of getting through anything. You're much stronger, much smarter, and much more intuitive than you've ever been told. You're more resilient and more powerful. Once you truly know and believe this, you'll be able to get through any change, even the hardest one you can possibly imagine. While we can't deny that change is difficult, we all have the ability to move through it. There is something within every human being that supports us and keeps us alive and moving forward. We're born with a will to survive, a will to get better no matter what, and a will to be happier and feel good again. I've come to refer to this as the change muscle. The change muscle is our birthright, there to be used whenever we need it. It's the strength that's in our DNA, and the strength that is created from all the changes that we've been through. The big changes, the small changes, the unexpected changes, and the changes that we have initiated for ourselves. If you've forgotten about your change muscle or have yet to acknowledge it, say hello to it right now. Many times, the actual change is not the real problem. Instead, we feel frustrated when we can't find meaning in our new situation, when we disconnect from our spiritual side, or when we struggle with low self-esteem, fear, or a general lack of trust in where life is taking us. Impatience and a longing for certainty also get in the way of the natural process of change. But our change muscle is here to help and adapt and take the action necessary to move through change. We all know someone who has gone through an amazing life change. We may have admired his or her ability to stay strong in the face of great adversity, but what we were actually impressed by was the magnificent way in which he or she activated this change muscle, asking body, mind, and soul for every ounce of strength and courage to move through change. He or she may have worked through an addiction, left an abusive relationship, maybe lost a spouse, gotten over a terrible accident, or brought up a disabled child. Think about people you know who fit this picture. And if you can, call one or two of them. Acknowledge them and the change that they've been through, and ask them how they got through it. The reality is that we all have this ability. Whatever change comes into our lives, we can activate the part of ourselves that is unbelievably strong and will help us move away from a place of suffering and into a brighter future. You never know when you'll need to activate your change muscle, but you should know that it is always there for you. To make change easier, you need to familiarize yourself with it today. Simply recognizing that this part of you exists is the first step in building a core of strength that is always there and that will help you get through anything. I activated my change muscle as I searched for what I really wanted to do with my life. In my 20s, I kept jumping around from job to job, spending about 2 years at each one. I tried all sorts of things, business, music, TV, the internet, a nonprofit, and I even went back to graduate school to get an MBA. I got into some very senior positions at a very young age, but either I'd climbed the wrong ladder or it was leaning against the wrong wall. I was envious of people who seemed to be living their dream. I would look at them and think, wow, they really know what they love, and they've had the courage to do it. I waited for the day when my calling would finally hit me. Even though I'd achieved a fair amount in the eyes of the world, I wasn't happy. I wanted to do something that made a difference in the world. I wanted to feel free and creative and involved in something that I loved. So, after much stress and deliberation, I began the journey to honestly tell my friends, my family, and myself that the seemingly perfect life that I was living was not one that was truly right for me. I had to undo years of learning to see another path, another definition of what success might be for me. I learned that sometimes you need to give yourself permission to do something different, something unexpected, something that might be judged unfavorably, even by the people you love. Learning these things played a key role in the strengthening of my change muscle. I forced myself to make some pretty big changes. First, I left the safety, security, prestige, and paycheck of a big corporate job, and I took some time off. Then I took several years to start my business. Launching your own company may sound glamorous, but for me, the reality meant a very big shift in how I lived my life. One of the hardest changes was adjusting to having no salary. None, nada, zilch. I knew that this would be a natural part of the process in leaving a full-time corporate position, but I didn't realize just how much I had relied on having a steady income. Relied on it not only financially, but also psychologically and emotionally, as well as a fancy business card and some colleagues. Like a lot of other people, I soon figured out that a reliable influx of money in the bank had made me feel confident and much more secure. I quickly discovered that building a business was anything but easy. I found investors, only to have them pull out right before the deal was signed. I hired employees, only to realize that they were not the right fit for the company. And I even chose San Francisco as the ideal location for the company, only to decide 3 weeks later to move back to New York City because that was where I needed to be. As I worked towards my goal, all of my change demons, as I like to call them, fear, doubt, impatience, blame, guilt, and even shame, surprised me with their unrelenting determination to make me lost and unstable. I wondered whether leaving my job had been the wrong decision. I doubted my ability to get my company off the ground. I was embarrassed that I couldn't launch the company any faster. I compared myself with others who had done things better. And I felt stressed out every time somebody asked me how the company was going. I equated the company's success with my value as a person. Everyone in my life was very quick to offer advice. Friends, family, and colleagues told me what I should and shouldn't do. Some told me to give up and go back to this corporate life. Others suggested that I change the direction of the company or even merge with another one. Still others told me to move back to Europe. Sometimes I listened. But in the deepest moments of doubt and despair, I saw that I was really the only one who could make the situation better, together with something inside of me, my spirit. I recalled all of these other tough changes that I had been through as a child, as a teenager, and as an adult, and I listed them. I quickly saw that I'd always managed, survived, and even sometimes thrived during these changes. Life had never really abandoned me. Help had always come in one form or another, and I knew that I had the power to move through this change and onto the next phase of my life. My intuition, my guidance, and my spiritual beliefs told me to keep going no matter what. I believed that I was stronger than this change, and that it didn't matter what people thought of me or even how long it was going to take me to succeed. With a strong change muscle, I knew I would always be okay. As Eleanor Roosevelt says, you gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. Meeting your change muscle. During change, most of us feel weak and incapable. We haven't been told that we can get through things, so we automatically assume that we can't. But I'm here to remind you that you're much stronger than you've ever imagined. You've already been through many more changes than you realize, and you've helped hundreds of people through change just by being a friend. You've been exercising your change muscle for your entire life. This muscle has nothing to do with how old, educated, or strong you are. It exists in all of us. The change muscle is you acknowledging your strength, telling yourself, I know I can get through this. The change muscle is the part of you that's activated when you have the courage to initiate a change or to get through a change that life has thrown at you. It's the part of you that says, you're going to be okay, you're going to make it through. When you're still standing, still breathing, and still functioning after a change, you've used your change muscle. Change optimists don't waste time thinking that life is unfair, that there's nothing they can do when changes occur. Instead, they say, life's given me my fair share of changes, no more or less than my neighbor, and there's always something I can do to help myself. I'm going to participate in my own rescue. As human beings, we're born incredibly strong and resilient. Since the beginning of time, people have survived wars, natural disasters, famine, and disease. Tapping into this strength means using your change muscle. Like any muscle, the change muscle is strengthened through consistent use. Every time you're faced with a change and move through it, you're activating this part of yourself. And once activated, this muscle is strengthened for life. You can never lose all that you've gained from past changes. And the more you acknowledge and use the muscle, reminding yourself that you have the power to get through anything, the more it's going to serve you. Soon you'll become more comfortable with change, accepting that it will inevitably come. And when it does, you won't question your ability to make it through. When we go through changes, big or small, We tend to forget a lot of fundamental truths. We forget how powerful we are, the source of our real self-worth and self-esteem. We forget our strengths, our talents, our gifts. We forget our intuition and our inner guidance. And we even forget our friends and also our faith. When you flex your change muscle, you're tapping into all of these resources. Remember, a muscle is something that gives you strength. It's the same with the change muscle. It's there to give you strength when you need it most. How the change muscle works. The change muscle has a memory. Looking back at how you handled previous changes will help you get through this change today. When you were going through a big change, maybe you lost your job or moved across the country or ended a relationship, what did you do to make that transition easier? Did you seek out help from a friend or a support group? Did you meditate or pray? Many times people will forget everything they've learned from a change, but it's important to keep track of all that you've gained so it can be applied to the next change you're going through. Many of the things you did during a past change can be used to move through changes you're currently experiencing. This is using your change muscle. As Oliver Goldsmith says, our greatest glory consists not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall. By becoming more aware of the changes you've lived through, you will not only recognize all that you've successfully handled, but also become much more conscious of who you are at your core. And in doing so, you will discover what you can fall back on, what has helped in the past. It's not an exact science, but you will come to see that you've been through many changes before and always found the strength and the answers you needed. You may be experiencing brand new changes, but you're not using brand new resources. Killy moments. When we haven't gone through a change in a while, or we haven't flexed that muscle of our own accord, we feel weakened by change. Change gets easier the more that we live through it. Our brains and bodies remember each time we experience change. We know it didn't kill us, and if we take the time to look back, we'll see that something positive eventually came from it as well. And we have also all lived through a significant change that we thought we would probably never survive. Recalling that moment in time gives us strength to get through whatever new changes come our way. I call such moments killy moments. My killy moment came to me when I was at 18,000 feet on Mount Kilimanjaro, just one night away from making it to the summit. My friend had pulled out of the trip at the last minute, so I had decided to climb alone with a guide who spoke minimal English, and I was facing intense bouts of loneliness and physical pain. The climb had taken 6 days and had been unbelievably cold and very wet at this point. I'd also been given a faulty tent, one that didn't close properly, and I really wasn't sure that I was going to make it. At this point, I thought, there must be something I can do. I am stronger than this. At around 11:30 that night, completely frozen, I scanned the entire base camp for a solution. I soon spotted a sturdy orange tent, and I woke up the owner. I realized now how absurd that must have sounded, but I told the stranger, a lovely Austrian man, that I needed to get into a sleeping bag to warm up. I'm sure he thought that he was experiencing oxygen deprivation, but he opened up his sleeping bag and let me climb in anyway. It had taken me 18,000 feet and 5 days until I had said, "Ariane, there's always a way to survive. There's always something you can do. And in this instance, you're going to have to ask for help." The next day, my new friend and I summited together. As I stood at the top of this majestic mountain in Africa, I thought of one thing. When things get tough for me, whether it's dealing with the ups and downs of starting a new company or nursing a broken heart, I will look back to this moment, my killy moment, and know that I have the strength to get through anything. I had finally become my own best friend. Only you know how hard your killy moment was and how much strength it took for you to make it through. Don't allow the passing of time to minimize the significance of those moments. Every person I know and every change optimist has a killy moment. What's yours? It could be when you were bullied in elementary school, or when you stared death or disease in the face. Perhaps you had a premature baby who nearly died, or you helped a parent through severe Alzheimer's. Find your killy moment, an experience that pushed you to your limit, and then ask yourself what it taught you about yourself. Killy moments are invaluable resources for future changes. The change muscle is always there. Your change muscle is always present, but sometimes you need to kick it into gear, reminding yourself of your strength and refusing to be a victim or find excuses. During these moments, you may turn to other means of getting through the change that comes your way. You may rely on food or sex, alcohol, or a lot of TV. Be sure to take a moment every day to connect with this change muscle, the part of you that is strong and that has always been there for you. Talk to it, listen to it, and just don't forget how capable you really are. The stacking effect. Your change muscle is with you when you're born, and it never leaves. In fact, it only gets stronger as you move through more and more changes. This is what I call the stacking effect. Every change you've been through, no matter how small and insignificant it may seem, builds on itself and helps prepare you for anything that comes later in life. A lot of people approach change feeling completely unarmed, unprepared, vulnerable, and exposed. But you have the tools to get through this change. You've done it before, and you can do it again. Don't discount the changes you've already lived through. Give yourself the credit you deserve. Success from previous changes and experiences is your ultimate motivator. As Henry David Thoreau says, "What lies behind us and what lies ahead of us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us." Your change muscle is designed just for you. Your change muscle is perfect for you. You may look at a friend and think he or she has a better understanding of what to do now during change. But the truth is that if you were to compare your change resumes, you would see that you have gone through many changes that he or she has not experienced, and vice versa. Don't waste valuable energy wishing that you had what someone else has. You're just as capable and have just as much courage and risk-taking ability as anyone else. You're a powerful person, and it's time to use your power to go where you want to go. You're born with your own unique guidance system, your intuition, and your own ability to decide and to think about what you want. You have the change muscle that is absolutely right for you. Let's do an exercise and understand how strong is your change muscle. Listen to this list below and check off the points that you believe you already do. My change muscle is strengthened when I stay physically healthy, active, and fit, when I eat well. Like any other muscle, the change muscle needs good food and good fuel. When I maintain optimism and hope and focus on positive things. When I learn new things, continually engaging the brain and body in new activities. When I become conscious of my beliefs and the language that I use. When I forgive and am grateful and honest. When I believe in myself and my ability to change and in life's determination to bring me good things. When I grieve any loss associated with a change, and I can let it out by crying, writing, or venting. When I make firm decisions and I remain clear. When I believe that something bigger, some greater power is on my side, working on my behalf, and giving me even more strength than I can tap into. And the change muscle is strengthened when I am present and accepting of the change by acknowledging what has happened and what actions I now need to take to move on. My change muscle is weakened when I get overwhelmed by the change demons, as well as by anger and any other disempowering emotion that may show up during change. When I criticize myself, creating an immediate separation from my inner source of strength. When I'm closed-minded, having the inability to see other people's opinions, options, or even possibilities. When I refuse to trust that something good will come from this change. When I compare myself with other people. When I behave in accordance with what the tribe expects of me, not activating my personal power and free will. When I isolate myself from sources of help or support. When I succumb to the need to know exactly what's next by pushing for answers and meaning right away instead of allowing life to unfold at its pace. When I don't trust my intuition. When I act like a victim and don't take any responsibility for my life. When I insist on being right rather than listening to what life is telling me. When I isolate myself from my higher self. And when I spend too much energy dwelling on the past or imagining some very negative future scenarios. So, are you doing more to strengthen or to weaken your change muscle? In 2003, Peter stretched his change muscle in an unexpected way when he completed the Marathon des Sables, in which participants run at least one marathon a day for 7 straight days across one of the most inhospitable and unforgiving terrains in the world, the Sahara Desert. On day 4 of the race, Peter awoke with food poisoning and found it nearly impossible to run for the first few hours of the day. He trudged slowly, struggling with intense stomach cramps, muscle spasms, and severe exhaustion, and by 8 p.m. he had barely covered 30 miles. After realizing that he had another 20 miles to run and taking stock of his battered body, Peter took off his 40-pound backpack and began to search for the distress flare that would summon the helicopter to take him out of the race. But as I fumbled through my pack, cold, hungry, and exhausted, something incredible happened. A blind Korean man in his late 60s ran by me, tied at the wrist to a guide. In the middle of this vast wilderness of desert, it was the most incredible sight I had ever seen. All I could think of was that if this man could make it, unable to take comfort in the majesty of the scenery, unable to gauge his foot placement on the rocky and uneven floor, and even unable to take comfort from the encouraging looks in the eyes of other competitors, I could too, he said. Suddenly, Peter felt a surge of energy flooding through his body and a burning desire to know what gave this man the strength, the vision, and the motivation to tackle such a severe physical challenge. But in order to find out, he first needed to catch him. He stood up, began to run, and found that it was effortless this time. When he caught up to the Korean man, Peter learnt through his translator that the man's brother had passed away from cancer years ago, and each year his firm intention was to run this race to raise money for the hospital that had looked after him. His passion gave him the courage to enter, compete, and finish one of the toughest foot races in the world. That was all Peter needed to hear. He ran that day's remaining 20 miles, ran the following day's 26.2 miles, and finished the race the day after. It was the biggest lesson of my life and made me realize an important and universal truth. We have so much more inside of us than we tell ourselves. The body and mind are so strong, and the key to unlocking our potential is not anything we can see or find in the physical world. It's something that happens in the invisible, the realm of thought, drive, something bigger that we engage to help us achieve our goals. I found a muscle within me that I never knew that I had, Peter says. Another muscle. Just as you have a change muscle, you also have a letting go muscle. This is something that helps you let go of a person, a place, a thing, or a situation. When you get married, you let go of your single years. When you move to a new city, you let go of the life you once had in that old city. All change involves loss to some extent. You can strengthen this letting go muscle before any big changes even come your way. Practice by giving away an object that you really love, your favorite coffee mug, or a pair of jeans, or a prized piece of jewelry. The more you let go of things, the stronger this muscle will be when you need it most. Letting go allows us to make room for the bigger things that are now in store for us. The hardest changes, often the best. Through building my company, I've had the privilege of interviewing hundreds of people, and I always ask them for a few what I call signature questions. One of them is, what is the best change you've ever made or had to face? One that really made a big difference in your life. When I first started asking this question, I assumed people would speak of getting married, having a baby, buying their first home maybe, or getting the dream job. However, this was rarely the case. Not only were these wonderfully positive changes hardly ever mentioned, what people considered their best change was often the hardest and most difficult one they ever had to face, the one that was the ultimate trainer of their change muscle. It was as if I'd posed a different question and had asked them what their worst change had been. They mentioned getting divorced, becoming sober, receiving a cancer diagnosis, losing a loved one, being fired at the age of 50, or even going bankrupt. To this day, I look forward to asking people this simple question because I know that I will nearly always hear about a change that required a great amount of courage, faith, and a great use of their change muscle. So ask yourself now, what is the best change that you've ever made or faced? Let's do an exercise and create what I call your change resume. This exercise is an important part of the first 30 days experience. So take a few minutes to review what I call your change history and you'll soon see that you're much stronger and better at change than you've ever imagined. Knowing what you've already changed and what you've already survived and the things that helped during those moments will help you tackle any future changes with ease. So number one, to begin, list every major change that you have lived through. These can be as obvious as changing schools, losing your virginity, or as serious as overcoming an eating disorder or experiencing the loss of a loved one. Start during your childhood and work your way into adulthood. Keep in mind that you don't need to have scaled a mountain or run through a desert or survived a fatal illness to have a strong change muscle. Every life change that you have lived through is exactly right for you and contributes to the strength of your change muscle. Write the changes down in two groups, those that were given to you and those that you yourself initiated. People often think that change is only about death, divorce, marriage, and birth, but there are hundreds of other changes that get overlooked. You may have gone to college, graduated, found a job, and secured a place to live. Or maybe you got a tattoo, you changed your hairstyle, or you moved across the country. You could have found the courage to forgive your dad or apologize to your mom. Or you may have lost a job or a pet or somebody's friendship. These are all valid changes that belong to you. Each one carries wisdom and guidance that can help you get through change today. When drafting this resume, don't forget the positive changes as well. Uplifting change activates your change muscle too, and especially the changes that you also don't want anyone to know about. After all, this resume is really for nobody but you. There are some changes that are very visible in the light, that are an outward part of your identity. It's also important to acknowledge the changes that you've pushed into those dark spaces, the changes you're ashamed of, because they're often the ones that bring the greatest stretch to your change muscle. Number two, under each change, list the good changes that eventually came from it. Maybe losing a loved one gave you the inspiration and courage to change jobs and pursue a dream in your life. And write down what you learned about yourself during these changes. Next, pick three or four of the most difficult changes that you've been through and circle them. Ask yourself what you did during each change that helped you through it. What beliefs did you develop? How did you overcome your fear? What information did you take away from the experience? Maybe you discovered that you need to spend several weeks grieving the change before you can attempt to move forward. Or perhaps you found that simply talking it through with a friend relieved much of your doubt and fear. Number four, now knowing what it is that helps you specifically during change, ask yourself how you can purposefully use your change muscle to get through the change that you're experiencing today. What is that next step that you need to take? And give yourself some credit for your hard work here. You're already strengthening your change muscle. So here's an example to help you out from a woman called Anne-Marie. Anne-Marie's change resume. Changes she has made. I asked my father for forgiveness. I quit smoking. I left a corporate job to work for myself. I became a vegetarian. I ran a marathon. And I had an abortion. Changes life gave her. My brother committed suicide. My best friend died unexpectedly. I got pregnant twice without wanting to be. And my parents separated. Good things that came from these changes. I'm grateful for every day that I am alive. I now have a life that I've created on my own terms. I am in great health. I'm much closer to my parents. I trained to be a life coach so I could help people handle tough changes. And I now live in a place that I love. Personal strategies and belief that helped her get through change. I believe that everything was going to be okay. I took one day at a time. I asked for help and really leaned on my friends. I cried and I cried. I wrote things down in a journal. I ate well and I got enough sleep. I started running again. I prayed. I trusted myself more than anyone else. I chose to not be a victim or to blame. I allowed life to unfold and I just gave up control. And I focused daily on what small action I could do to make things better. Here is another story from Allie, who at age 32 was diagnosed with a brain tumor, which put her on a direct path to meeting her change muscle. She underwent two operations, numerous trips to the emergency room, and weeks in the intensive care unit and in quarantine. Her scalp was shaved, her skin was burned, and in a dramatic reaction to a very strong antibiotic, she will live the rest of her life with a hole in her head. But the experience led her to see what good can come from change, the change guarantee, while also giving her change muscle a serious workout. Throughout the process, I got stronger every day. But more than that, I got smarter every day. I slowed down. I saw things more clearly. I breathed deeply. I learned how to be loving and kind again, and how to take things lightly. I'm grateful for the experience. Having never valued my life until the time it was about to be taken away from me, I found a new appreciation for everyone and everything, she says. Life will never be the same. It will only be better. It's been about 13 years since that summer, and a day does not go by that I don't have some reminder of where I've been. But the ultimate outcome was to find myself a stronger person, feeling capable of overcoming any obstacle. Allie, whose name I have changed, now works with me at my company. Only you know how hard this change is for you today, or has been, or will be, and only you know how much you've have had to, or will have to activate your change muscle to get through it. Whenever you feel stuck or overwhelmed, tap into the part of you that is untouchable, calm, and knows what to do next to survive. The change muscle is a tool that is a constant part of you. It's a self-esteem builder, a constant friend, and a source of never-ending strength. As Wayne Dyer says in his book, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life, you must understand the great within yourself. Greatness is not found inside of a relationship or a bank account. It is found inside of you. It's not easy to make big changes and activate the change muscle, but it gets easier every time that you do. When you feel weakened or unsettled by a change, remember your muscle. Now that you know it exists, don't push your greatness and inner strength away. They are there to make change easier. Here's what to remember about the change muscle. You're much stronger, more resilient, more intuitive, and more resourceful than you think. You are born with a change muscle, an innate ability to go through any change. You won't feel weak if you remember how strong you really are. And finally, your change muscle remembers every change you've been through and every lesson you've learned, and it will help you move through this one. The changes you have experienced in the past will help you adjust to all types of changes in the future. And to end with this chapter with a quote by Maya Angelou, I can be changed by what happened to me, but I refuse to be reduced by it.
This audiobook sample has been brought to you by first30days.com. Find help, support, and inspiration for any of life's changes at www.first30days.com.